This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thanks, John. Excuse me. Let me move quickly on from that slide. The points-based system replaced over 80 complex routes in which to come to the UK to work, to train, or to study, with five much simpler tiers, and its introduction was labelled by Home Office ministers as the biggest shake-up of the immigration system in a generation. The system critically does away with discretion, whether that be at our posts abroad, at the border within the UK, or in our offices in London or in Sheffield. The reason I do the regional job as well as the national one is because we employ about 2,500 people to do most of the visa processing in modern offices in Sheffield. And instead of a discretion-based system, the points-based system introduced a transparent and objective robust decision-making process where the applicant has a really good chance of checking in advance whether they've got a chance of being successful in entering the UK. The system comprises very briefly of five tiers, one of which is suspended at the moment, so I won't talk about tier three, and I'm only really going to just briefly mention tier one's highly skilled. Tier two is allowing companies to specifically fill skilled vacancies. Tier three's low skilled, and this government suspended it, and I can't see anyone introducing it at the moment. Tier four is the one I'll talk about. Tier five is for people coming to the UK to satisfy primarily non-economic objectives. It could be through one of two routes, either temporary mobility, a youth mobility, or temporary worker. And it's actually got a real odd-bod group of things beneath that. The final tier, which is the one I want to talk about, is tier four, which is the student tier. That's just the summary there. The previous student route was vulnerable to abuse. We know from conducting a range of enforcement and other action that there were a good number of bogus colleges around the United Kingdom who thrived on exploiting students, encouraging people to come and study on courses that either didn't exist or consisted of predominantly low-skilled, low-paid labour with a bit of learning on the side. And we've closed many of those bogus colleges, but others have proved more difficult to detect. Our intelligence across the country also suggested that student route was being abused by some individuals who didn't really intend to study and they wanted to use the route as a means of finding an opportunity for illegal employment in the United Kingdom. And so the government felt very strongly there needed to be some quite dramatic changes, hence tier four of the points-based system. It was Tier 4 was introduced on the 31st of March last year. It specifically relates to both children and adults from outside of the European Economic Area who wish to pursue an education in the UK. Come from the European Union, doesn't affect you at all. Tier 4 brought about very substantial changes to the student route, and we believe all the evidence shows for the better. Underpinning the whole of the points-based system, not just the student tier, is the notion that those who benefit from migration, such as employers or education providers, have to play their part in protecting the system from abuse. And for that reason, any education provider who wants to bring in international students has got to be accredited by an accrediting body and then licensed by UK Border Agency at the Home Office to show they can comply with immigration requirements. The Home Office is not skilled at dealing with the accrediting of academic institutions. That we leave to Ofsted and the accrediting bodies. Let me just spell out why I think those things were important and how it works. Firstly, accreditation provides an independent mark of quality that helps demonstrate that an organisation is a genuine education provider with sound teaching practices, good recruitment procedures, and has an ability to monitor the progress of its students. And secondly, a sponsor licence, which we issue, demonstrates that the education provider has satisfied us that they pose no threat to immigration control and are capable and committed to their obligations as a sponsor. And if they're successful in both those stages, Then the institution appears on the Tier 4 register, and only then can they benefit from international student migration. Excuse me. The register also offers a real benefit to prospective students, because by providing by choosing a provider on the register, the migrant can be assured they'll be studying at a responsible establishment. So sponsorship is one of the many changes brought about by Tier 4 of the points-based system. I'll briefly spell out what the others are. Under Tier 4, we've put in robust systems to scrutinise and monitor that students who have committed to come to the UK have actually travelled and done so and are here to study. We've set some minimum levels of study and strict but fair levels of funding that students need to have when they come to the United Kingdom. Only students that have a proven track record of studies with sufficient funds upon which to live will be allowed into the UK to benefit from the world-beating education system. And additionally, under Tier 4, students are now tied to specific licensed sponsors. Under the old system, you could get a visa and you could actually come and study anywhere you chose. So the government had no idea of where every student was. We had a fair idea where most were, but there were no rules, excuse me, to pin that down. Also, sponsors must report to us any information that indicates the migrant is in breach of their conditions of stay. I do apologise. Particularly non-attendance. And these measures allow us for the first time to track the movement of students and take swift action against both the individuals and the agencies who are acting against the conditions of their stay. And we think those changes assert the United Kingdom's position as a world leader of education excellence. Only quality education providers will be licensed. So, question, I guess you'll probably tell me in questions, but let me give you my picture of how's it going. How's it really working? Well, the facts speak for themselves. There have been about 500,000 migrant applications since the scheme was launched. That's roughly at the level of 2008-09 pre-PBS. Actually, we're seeing some very substantial rises in areas that are unexpected, southern China being one, and more recently, India, particularly northern India, and Nepal being a second. Our entry clearance officers abroad cannot cope with the rise in numbers, so we took a decision earlier, late last year, to put a pause in southern China while we processed applications, and we announced the same in northern India and Nepal this weekend. We're talking about a rise in applications of 6 to 7-fold. The move away from discretionary processes of decision-making means we're making fewer erroneous decisions at our posts overseas, and as a result of that, there are fewer appeals, and we're getting our decisions confirmed by the Independent Asylum and Immigration Tribunal. The whole process is simpler and, in the main, less bureaucratic, with a significant reduction in application processing times. This is proven by the fact we're exceeding our published customer service standards. We've significantly reduced the number of bodies that are actually able to bring students into the UK from over 4,000 under the old DIUS register to about 2,000. It's actually about 1,984 when I left the office this morning. We're taking sponsor licensing very seriously and closely monitoring the standards of education providers across the UK. We've revoked to date 15 sponsor licences, none in the higher education sector, and suspended 140 since we went live last year. We're implementing in phased releases, and the final release is on the 22nd of February, when we will formally introduce a cap on the number of confirmations of acceptance for studies, which is the new version of a visa letter that each licensed sponsor will be able to issue. And that will be controlled and decided by us in concert with the education establishment and will clearly depend on the capacity that we've all assessed that an establishment can cope with. It will tie students to an individual establishment, which we actually introduced from April last year. And we will rapidly stop bogus colleges. I think we've nearly got to the end. We never will be at the total end of that process. But by putting those colleges out of business, we can ensure that students get a really great opportunity for education in the UK. Let me end on a couple of hopefully non-complacent slides. I'm not a complacent person. I'm not a sort of homegrown civil servant. So I never believed that a group of civil servants working very carefully and closely with the education and business sector could design a perfect system. So I've always said that any greatest shake-up in the immigration system in a generation is likely to need some course corrections on the way. We will not get everything right first time. And we're making a massive cultural change for both our entry clearance officers, for our border force staff, and for education establishments and the responsibilities each have. So quite a lot of adaptation and cultural change for people. We also know that the immigration system is always worldwide. It's got nothing to do with the UK alone, open to abuse from people who are unscrupulous and willing to exploit the vulnerabilities of others, or individuals simply not willing to tell the truth about what they wish to do in the United Kingdom. So, I mean, the best example of that recently might be that concerns from the Indian community in Southall, where students promised courses and work, find their courses do not meet their expectations, and work is hard to come by. That's an example of the way exploiters operate and the way we're determined to put those exploiters and the colleges around them out of business. It's partly why the Prime Minister, and David Lammy alluded to this earlier, announced in November last year a review of the student tier. Can I be clear? It's not, as David said as well, it's not a review being undertaken by just a few of us in the Home Office. This is a review undertaken by ourselves and DBIS jointly. It's a jointly chaired review by two senior officials, and the Prime Minister is currently considering the outcome of our deliberations. And as David said, I think you can expect to see the outcomes of that announced very shortly. Last couple of things. We've had to make changes. We'll continue to do so. I think Tier 4 is still young and in the process of development. The changes that it's introduced are still fresh. And I think no matter what government is in power, I think more changes are likely to be made. However, in the short period of time, I think it's delivered excellent results. It will continue to deliver over the long term. And we think the structure of the points-based system is flexible enough to allow for changes to be made by whatever government is in place. We recognise the importance, we recognise the value of international students and what international students bring to any education establishment, to the life and culture of the whole of the United Kingdom. And that's why we'll continue to work with the education system, the education sector, our colleagues in DBIS, to make sure we get the balance right between an immigration system delivering all that it needs to by facilitating easily the entry of genuine students into the country, whilst we keep out those people who actually want to abuse our hospitality and abuse our controls. Thank you very much.